Oh. Hello.
Yes,
Hello, Spencer.
hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Emerson?
Good, yourself?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Just giving you a little follow-up call in regards to the account. Is it a good time?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just looking into the performance, looking into how things are going so far. How are things going, Emerson?
It would be going good if I can get more calls.
Okay.
And all the leads you've been giving me is from out of my area. Like the last one I just got was from like Cincinnati or something, which is nowhere near me.
Which one? The Hunter? One
I
from
wish
yesterday?
that was from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Okay.
I
Let's
believe
see.
so, yeah. I'm not on the site right now, but one was from Cincinnati. But yeah, I'm getting a lot of them from
Okay, let me take a look, all right? Because, for example, the one you got yesterday, did you get in touch with the client, or did you just what?
Wasn't that the one from Cincinnati?
Well, for example, the 26-2612 Shelburne Avenue. Let me see. That's the address they put in, right? So that one is
Yeah, how come it doesn't
in.
show up the city? Some of these don't show
Because
up city.
it depends on what they put in. I mean, if they put the city in, then it will show up. But it shows just, exactly what they put in, really. It doesn't really take it from Google, for example. Right? Now, let me see. Looking at that
There was
address,
one there from Cincinnati.
there was one from Cincinnati. Let me see. Okay, I see one from Cincinnati on the 4th. Right. Now, let me ask you, Emerson, are you running any type of Google ads on your end?
I believe so, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause at the end of the day, for example, if you have a campaign on Google ads separately than what we're doing, remember, they're taking people directly to the website still, right? So, if it's not programmed correctly, that may happen. That's something that we can help you with, right? If you want us to help you run Google ads, we just charge a 25% management fee in regards to the budget, but we make sure that it's 100% optimized, that it's showing only in the area where you want, right? But I could attribute that more towards that, because in regards to the service areas that we have listed, we don't really have that, but we don't have any ads running. Right
Okay.
now.
And the other question is, if a client of mine calls me, my number, or per se, if I'm handing out my cards out and somebody goes to my site, or I don't know, something's happening that I'm getting calls from people on Facebook that sees my stuff, my page. But they're calling my number, and you guys, it's coming down, it's coming back as Local Splash, but it's not really from you guys.
It's from the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's 'cause like we said, we're not running any ads on Facebook, but remember, we
Yeah, but
optimized the page.
why are you guys getting credit for that then as local lead, as Local Splash lead? Not really a Local Splash lead.
I wouldn't call it as credit. I mean, at the end of the day, I understand what you're saying. Mostly the call tracking number is for you to, be able to identify what's coming from the internet. That's the proper use for the remember the website, for example, it's a tool for you to get those leads, right? So people or the call tracking number, I understand that it's marked as leads, right? But they are just calls coming in from that number. Well, it's not like we're taking credit for them, right? But it
Okay.
is, notifying you that it's coming from the internet. Now,
Yeah, I
you can
get it.
always show your own number, right? You on the Facebook page, But right now, what we see showing is the filter number, which, let me see. I mean, for best performance, it is better to show, you know, all of them. But like we said, it's you're completely your decision.
Well, no, never mind. Just leave it as is. It's just I'm trying to keep track of what is actually your lead because I need to make sure that I'm spending my money with you guys if it is from you guys. But if it's nothing from you guys, it's not doing me any good to have your service. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just stuff from my personal page and people see it and then they call my number because they're on my page, I don't know.
No, of course. I mean, as a business owner, you got to know where your money's going, right? That's the first thing. So, for example, for the package that you're paying for, the $129 package, where we're helping you not only with the website, right, which of course comes with the package, but we're also helping you with the Google Business Profile. As you know, we're trying to claim a profile that is already out there, right, which is the one with the 9 reviews. So we can merge, you know, both businesses, which, you know, of course will help with performance. What the SEO, what it does is it helps you with the Google map, right? So it comes up on the map as the first page, you know, at the very top. But it is a competition that we're having. And as you know, fulfilling, you know, removing that duplicate is a big part of it. Right. So that's something that we're helping you with along with the website, with the call tracking number. We can always modify the package. For example, if you want to just keep the website open, we can downgrade to just the $39 package a month, which of course keeps the website open. And, you know, it's those are tools that you as a business use, right? Depending on, how you want to, you know, take advantage of the campaign. But in regards to the current package, is to help you make sure that we clear everything on the Google Business Profile, including that duplicate, right? Now, okay. If you want to do Google Ads, for example, then, you know, we can keep track of everything that's coming in from Google Ads. We can look at the performance.
Is there any way we can shut off the Facebook one?
We did shut off Facebook. You know, last time we had a conversation, we decided to turn the Facebook ads off. Right, so we're not running any ads on Facebook anymore. Like we said, the page is still there, the number's still there as a tool for you to use, right? So you can keep track, like we said, of what's coming from the internet.
Facebook's not on there, is that cost come down monthly or not?
Well, you were paying $249. That was the original package. So once we removed the Facebook ads and we dropped the bill down to just $129. That would be, you know, including the website and everything else that we're doing. That is actually due on the 12th, okay?
Yeah, do I get a bill for that or how do I get a notification?
Well, I can go ahead and send you a notification. Usually it's charged monthly on the account. You know, of course you can... It's a monthly fee, right? Automatically.
Yeah, I get it. But it's automatically charged. It's not something that I have to go in and physically do it.
No. It's already set up with the card that we have on file. I see we have a Visa that ends in 8395. Like we said, if you want to make any adjustments, just please let us know before the 12th. If you can, at least 3 days beforehand in case it hits the weekend. But other than that, like we said, I can go ahead and send you the invoice right now. It's manual invoice. You know, so you can know exactly what you're paying for.
Do I get an invoice, like, before the whole thing gets taken out? Like, a week before?
Usually,
is there a way to set that up?
I can arrange it.
Yeah,
we can arrange it. I can go ahead and set it up.
Yeah, at least a week before it gets taken out. Say, hey, we're going to be taking out whatever. And I'm tough state.
Sure thing. I just sent you the one for this upcoming. Like we said, I'll make sure that we send it out a week beforehand. And if you want to try anything, any other tools, like we said, we can certainly work on that tool. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All righty. So I don't know if you have – do you want to make any further – any adjustments? Do you have any particular offers you want us to use this month?
Yeah, right now, no, I just want to see how this goes. If I keep getting more leads, legit leads from you guys, then yeah.
Okay,
I'll keep it. If not, I'm going to probably just give it to the end of the month. And if it's not really working, but I'm going to cancel it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I mean, like I said, any decision that you take, we completely respect. Last thing I want to bring up, since you have this available, are you familiar with Google Guaranteed?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you familiar with the Google Guaranteed ads that are on the search?
No, what's that?
Okay. Because for your type of services, for remodeling services, at the very top, above the Google ads that you have set up, there's called Google Guaranteed Ads. So it's a special program that Google has where it's a pay-per-call program where, you know, it's an exclusive call sent to you, right? When the ad shows, it shows a little green check mark. It says guaranteed by Google. So as you can imagine, you know, it does move the needle your way when a potential client is trying to call. You know, if they click on the ad, it doesn't charge you. It only charges you when they hit the call button. And, you know, like we said, we can actually keep track of exactly what call that was. And if it wasn't a legitimate lead, we can actually dispute it so you don't get billed for those. Right. So it's on, like we said, on a per call basis. We can go ahead and set up a call with one of our Google Guaranteed specialists so they can take a look at your area. They could tell you exactly, you know, what the competition is bidding on those ads, on those calls, and you could see if it's something worthwhile or not. Would you like me to set something up? How much is that a month? That good question. That depends on the budget that you set up. Basically, the intent is we set up a certain goal of calls. Let's say you want 15 calls a month. So we set up a budget for those 15 calls. So Google knows that you have that available. And then they start, let's say, from those that month, out of the 15 calls that we wanted, let's say you got 10. So you get charged only for the 10 calls that you got. So you can refill the budget, essentially. And that's how it works monthly. Like we said, the goal is obviously using everything every month. And, of course, you know, to generate more money. You know, so it's something that you can discuss directly with the Google Guaranteed Specialist with the pricing directly, right? What you would be paying on a per lead basis. I know there is since there's a background check involved in the application setup, since that takes about 3 to 6 weeks, I believe. That's a $250 application fee. And then after that, I mean, we can even make this a Google Guaranteed only account. I mean, it's up to you in regards to the tools that you want to use. But it's certainly, you know, something that does work because they're direct calls. We dispute anything that's not legit.
Okay. Right now, no, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's fine.
I should not be getting charged the fee, a processing fee of $200 since you guys already verified me, which is a bunch of BS. Sorry about that. But I'm already verified through you guys, so I shouldn't have to go through another processing fee or whatever. But I'll pass on that right now. I don't want it. No,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No worries. I mean, it is a totally, let's say, different program. Like we said, Google Guaranteed, it's on a per-call basis with the green check mark that they give you, you know, as a business. So just to let you know that we have that available in case you're ever interested, right, we can certainly help you with that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. No, no worries. So at this point, like I said, we'll continue to push here. If you have anything new, any new content, do send them over. One last thing I wanted to bring up in regards to your reviews, Emerson. Are you familiar with how to respond to them or acknowledge them?
Yeah. Some of those I can't respond to in an email.
That you bring it up.
I know how to use it. It's fine. I'll figure it out. If it doesn't work, I'll cancel you guys at the end of the month if I'm not getting enough leads from you guys. So that's just – it is what it is. It's simple for me.
Yeah.
Either it works or it doesn't.
Of course. I mean, at this point, we're just trying to compete, like we said, with the other businesses that are out there. So we just want to make sure we do as much as we can, right? So like we said, I'll send you the walkthrough on the dashboard. It shows you how to respond to the reviews there. Like we said, little thank you, Larry. Thank you, Tom. You know, something short every once in a while. That always helps. Okay. So,
as far as editing my page, because my wife noticed it, that, some of the pictures in there are not correct. There was something there that she noticed that it wasn't right. Hold on just a second. Since I have you on the phone, I might as well show it to you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about it. Okay. It was, there was an ad going out that had the wrong, the picture is wrong. We needed an updated picture. I sent you guys the wrong picture, so I got to change that picture. It's with the kitchen one. But then she said, service areas of Cortland and Chesterland. I don't go to Cortland and Chesterland. Well, I do go to Chesterland, but not Cortland. Cortland is not even near me. So that's advertising out that way.
Let me take a look at the service. Let me send you the service areas that we have listed. I do see Cortland, so I'll make sure that we remove that.
Chesterland, yes.
Yeah, I see Chesterland and Cortland. I see them both. So I'll remove
Cortland. Yeah, just remove Cortland.
Mm-hmm. Correct. All right, no problem. I'm going to send you the list. You can just confirm with me which ones are good or if we want to update anything else.
This is the list I have.
These are the service areas that we have set up. I said for best results, you have
them
everywhere. Yes, I understand. Oh, that's the one. I'm going to remove that. I just did, actually. But I don't know if you want to remove anything else or add anything that we may be missing.
Where's Wharton, Ohio? I don't even know where that's at. Never heard of that.
Okay, take that out too.
Let me look it up. Yeah, take that out. Holy shit. I didn't even notice that. That's 131 miles away from me. So, yeah, just Cortland and that Wharton, Ohio, Wharton.
Okay. Well, what would you say is your mile radius, let's say, so we can make sure we don't have
anything
out of that.
My address, 15.
Yeah. 15 miles. Okay.
Yeah,
Can I add other cities that are within that radius?
Yes.
Let me see what's in it, okay? Let me just get this done. Just give me a moment. Let me confirm with you. Okay, so from your address of 15-mile radius goes all the way out to... Willoughby.
Yep.
Right. Willoughby, south end. And then it goes to, Geneva on the lake, North Madison, Geneva.
I don't like going out there, but yeah, I'll go there. That's fine.
Well, that's within the mile radius. I mean, we don't have to add them if you don't want to. We just want to, you know, make sure that we can include as much as we can.
Do like 12 miles.
12 miles, okay?
If you can do that, do 12. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So 12 miles takes us down to Mentor, you know, North Madison, Madison, North Perry, all of that? Okay. Sounds good. So we'll make sure we include these areas here, all right? Okay. Anything else you'd like to update, Emerson?
No, not right now. Photos, I have to go through you guys to get some updates.
Updates where, I'm sorry?
On photos. Do I have to go through you guys, or can I just go in there and say cancel?
No, I mean, you could go through the dashboard, or you could go directly through the business profile in case you want to. That's not a problem.
Okay, so, all right, that's fine. I gotta go through that. I haven't had time, I've been too busy, but I gotta go through that. Mm-hmm. Make sure I got updated pictures in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, like we said, you have access. I see you have access to the business profile. You can go directly there or through the dashboard, like we said. I'll send you the video. It walks you through, you know, everything there.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time, Emerson. We'll keep in touch. All right. You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.